Talking more about the divide right now between the president's posture on the economy, some of the rhetoric that he's using, and the perceptions, I think, and the realities that Americans are feeling every single day in this economy. The president has talked about that we're making progress and that the private sector is doing fine, but people are feeling very real anxieties about everything, like Tom said, about housing prices and the amount of savings that they have, and as well as the rising costs that they're seeing, whether it's at the gas pump or whether it's for food prices or everything from health care costs to energy costs to education costs, higher education costs. All of those are rising right now. And that the president's policies right now haven't done enough to get us out of the economic doldrums that we've seen over the last 4 years. And that's the reason that we're having this election, is that we're putting a contest right now of our vision for the future and how to fix the economy against President Obama's and his policies and his record over the last 3.5 years.
Just for the record, gas prices have been falling.
They're still very high, though. Still very high.
The Obama campaign, Cornell, is saying that people should look at the upward trend of job creation under President Obama and take into account the dire economic situation he inherited. If that's true, shouldn't the Obama campaign do the exact same thing for judging Mitt Romney's record as governor of Massachusetts?
I think when we judge Mitt Romney's record in Massachusetts, you have to look at what, in fact, he did in Massachusetts. You know, the same sort of policies that he put in place in Massachusetts is the same sort of policies he's talking about putting in place right now, which is, again, doubling down on giving massive tax breaks to very wealthy individuals while raising taxes and fees on middle class families and slashing public sector jobs. Look, over the last 16 months, we've had positive job growth in the private sector, but for the last 16 months, we've lost jobs of teachers and first responders and firemen. Those are middle class jobs that count also. So, you know, tactics aside, it's about the policies that Mitt Romney would implement if he were president. It's the same sort of policies of giving breaks to the wealthy while struggling middle class families get the short shaft and get higher fees.
Well, Kevin, let me ask you about something that Cornell referenced. The Obama campaign has jumped on those comments that Mitt Romney made, saying he wants to, according to the Obama campaign, fire police, firefighters, and teachers to cut government even smaller. Romney's team is now saying, well, look, Romney was taken out of context. I just want to play for our viewers what exactly he said.
He says we need more firemen, more policemen, more teachers. Did he not get the message of Wisconsin? The American people did. It's time for us to cut back on government and help the American people.
Isn't the implication there that we don't need more firemen, police, or teachers, and to cut government, that's where you would fire?
No, the implication is that we have very different worldviews on how we help spur economic growth. I think Governor Romney has made very clear that what we need to do is put more faith back in the American people, allow businesses both big and small to grow.
But he's saying cut government, and he's citing
on the other side of it.
He's talking about cutting government, and he's citing teachers. But he's citing teachers, firemen, and police, which rarely candidates do.
Is that we help spur the economic growth by putting federal taxpayer dollars into growing the size of government and hiring more government workers. Now, the big problem here is that in order to get the local tax base, you know, that's the other thing to remember, too, is that localities, local city governments and states, they're the ones that hire first responders. They're the ones that are primarily responsible for education funding. So what happens is we're not going to have a federal government write a check. What happens when that money is gone? If you have a one-time hit, what happens when you don't have a local economic growth? If you don't have the growth in the local economic base, you can't sustain teachers, firemen, and police officers. So what you have to do is grow the economic base.
But doesn't it sound like Romney is saying we don't need more teachers, firemen, or policemen, and we got to cut government? Is he saying to fire some?
No. I think he's saying that when we're looking at growing the economy, the most important thing to do is grow the private sector, because when you have a robust private sector, then you can sustain the jobs of firemen, teachers, and policemen. And that's an important point that Governor Walker even made.
Cornell, is that you think what Romney was saying?
Look, I think what you see is two very different visions, and all due respect to the other side on this. You see one vision where you see President Obama saying, you know what, we've got to invest in those things that sort of help empower the middle class. The idea that we're going to cut teachers and police officers. And somehow that's going to lead to a more prosperous and stronger and safer future for Americans. You have to scratch your head. I mean, you know, what kind of thought process is it that if I cut back on teachers, you know, I have less kids getting, you know, into college, and I cut back on first responders, somehow that's going to help our country grow and be successful. I mean, I just, you know, with all due respect, you have two very different visions, one about investing in those things that help the middle class grow, and one about sort of cutting away those things that help the middle class grow in order to profit the very wealthy.
All right. Kevin, I appreciate it. Cornell, as well. Hey, thanks for watching the podcast. Don't miss us weeknights, 8 o'clock, 10 o'clock Eastern every night on CNN. I'll see you.